This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we covered a ton of news and basic cultural analysis in the last hour. I'd like to get your take on the issues I raised. Political correctness being total mind control and the globalist own words. The shooting rampage over the weekend, last Friday, broke big Saturday, that they are using to now demonize gun owners collectively. Half the people he killed were killed with a knife. We need to get that news out to folks. Also, this is really a scary article I want to cover after we take some calls. Government plan would transform Israel to the world's first cashless society. Man, that's bad. And we'll also get into Bitcoin is on a major tear upwards. We're going to break down Swiss Group to allow assisted dying for elderly who are not terminally ill. I want to get into the First Lady set to respond to school meal critics. I mean, that right there is such a bizarro headline. Why is the First Lady over what we eat? I mean, imagine if we said, in North Korea, Kim Jong-un decides what the kids eat. You'd go, that dirty dictator. But here it's like, oh my gosh, she's our mummy. It's good to have women tell you what to do. That's very feminist. She's a total front, folks. She doesn't come up with what the kids are fed. They have actuaries by the big agri companies to gobble up the market. Bill and Melinda Gates are involved to feed kids the worst crap, GMO, worse than prison food. And then it's like, but it's a black lady promoting it. You're not racist, are you? They have disinfo articles about, under her plan, kids would have salad bars. They always had salad bars. Now they've gotten rid of them. I know. My kids were in private school 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Half the week, like 3 days a week. One of those staggered homeschool private schools. A nice Christian private school, a big one. But they said, we're accredited. So, you know, these handouts would come home and these CDs from the federal department about, you know, with her telling you, you know, this is what you're supposed to eat. And it was like white bread and Lunchables and like GMO crap. I mean, you've all seen the photos online on Twitter of the young people fighting back and showing everybody what the school food looks like. And it looks worse than the stuff you've seen in PBS documentaries inside prisons. I remember when I went to public school, you could eat healthy if you wanted to, but they had chicken fried steaks, they had salads, they had everything. It was pretty good food. In fact, my mouth just started watering thinking back to the school food we had when I was in Dallas. And by the time I moved my last few years to Austin, the school food wasn't very good. And then now I see what it's like, and I've seen the school food. I've been in some schools, and, I mean, it is literally beyond prison food. A hamburger is like some weird, stale, fake bread buns with like a rotten tomato and a weird dehydrated pickle on it. And, I mean, it's just beyond gross, ladies and gentlemen. And it always tastes weird. They found some of the photos. That's nothing. I remember the Blaze had them a few months ago. It was like, school lunch program, would you eat this? Or worse than prisons. Yeah, there it is. I mean, imagine eating food that looks like that. It's beyond prison. And I've been in jail, I don't know, 4 or 5 times protesting and a couple times fighting. Yeah, never any convictions, but the cops show up and everybody's bloody. You know, everybody just goes to jail and they let the court sort it out. And, I mean, I remember being in juvenile detention, I don't know, 3 times or so. And I remember the food was better than that right there. I remember being in Rockwall, Dallas, and Terrell detention. And the food was better than what they serve kids in school right now. In fact, a couple times I was in jail, they would just bring you fast food. which wasn't good for you, but, I mean, you compare it to these school lunches. I mean, it looks like something out of a gulag. But why not? Parents will put up with it. The sky is the limit, huh?
This is Scottish John for InfoWars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at InfoWars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports, or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented fact. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drought concerns, they're very real in the American Southwest. And here in the state of Texas, many Texas cities and communities have less than 90 days of water in their reserve. And that's not even counting the water gouging that would surely take place during some type of crisis. Now, there are reasonable water rationing measures in effect, such as using gray water, water from your sink or your bathtub that you store in a tank to water your grass at a later date. And that sounds perfectly fine. But there are more extreme measures not only being proposed, but also active in at least one Texas city. So in the name of sustainability, would you drink water that was once in your toilet? Can I ask you, what measures do you take to keep yourself hydrated?
What measures?
Yes.
I drink a full glass of water every morning, a full glass of water before exercising, and a full glass of water before bed, and water in between.
I stop at most of the water fountains on the trail.
So you guys stop at the water fountain, so you're drinking city water?
Yes.
And what type of water? Do you drink city water or some other type?
City water.
City water?
Uh-huh.
Okay, did you know that the city of Austin is considering making toilet water drinking water?
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting?
That's disgusting.
Would you drink the toilet water?
No.
A city out in West Texas doing it.
I think it's Big Spring, Texas.
Yeah, I've heard of them doing it. I thought they were crazy for it.
Do you let your dog drink out of the toilet?
No.
No? Okay, would you drink out of the toilet?
What do you think?
We're all going to have to answer that question soon, I guess, right?
Right. Well, so you've heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
You drink a lot of water. So, you know, you want to stay hydrated. You want to stay healthy, especially as it gets hotter here in the state of Texas. So drinking your water morning, noon, and night, would you drink the toilet water?
I would not.
Could it ever be clean enough for you to drink it?
They would have to prove that it's clean enough.
Would you consider drinking the water if you knew it was... No?
No, not if I knew toilet water was in it.
Yes.
I'd want to hear more about it.
How clean is clean? How clean would it have to be?
It would have to be as clean as the water we drink now, and some people think our tap water's not clean enough now.
It'd be fine. If I knew it was okay to drink, maybe...
How would you know? How clean is clean? How clean would it have to be?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Now, this is a last-ditch effort. It's nothing that they so much want to do, but they're thinking that if the drought continues, it may get to the point where they have to drink the toilet water. So could the water ever be clean enough?
I don't think so.
Why do we need to resort to that?
Well, we have a water rationing in effect. You know, there's a drought going on. And
that.
Yeah. So you're saying it can never get to the point where you'd want to drink toilet water?
It depends on the scientific process of what's used to purify it, you know.
And I'll also tell you that here in the city of Austin, they fluoridate the water, and there have been Harvard studies about fluoride reducing people's IQs.
I think I'm pretty smart still.
Fluoride in the water, and the mayor of Austin, you know, gives you the finger
if
you come in there and talk about it.
Oh, well, I try to talk to my family about it, and they just think I'm crazy.
Yeah. Harvard studies about fluoride reducing IQ levels.
Well, I guess that explains a lot.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your workout, miss.
Thanks.
The city of Big Spring, Texas is already taking water from the toilet to the tap. And through a multi-stage cleaning process, a representative for the Texas Water Development Board says it tastes just as good as any bottled water.
It tasted not unlike any other drinking water, whether it's from the tap here in the city of Austin or bottled of Ozarka water. And yes, I'd recommend it. I recommend any water supply that is readily available and reliable and safe.
So while the final decision concerning the toilet water may be a ways off, the city of Austin can improve health immediately by simply removing fluoride from the water. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
Yeah, that may work for little creatures like my dog, but I'm not going to eat.
Texas town close to toilet to tap loop. Is this our future water supply? And they go on to say that Austin has been doing such a good job saving water that we're now going to get toilet water recycled. And again, it's good to save water and not waste it. But they just want you to not waste it to double, triple charge you. I wanted to intro the second hour with that Jakari Jackson piece. That's the type of reports you see every night, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News, with stories that affect not just the U.S. or Texas, but the entire world. They want to put you in a 200-square-foot apartment and charge you as much as a 2,000-square-foot apartment. They want to put you in a tiny car and charge you $10 a gallon for gas, or the equivalent for coal power that's transferred into electricity. That's the model of Agenda 21, is artificial scarcity, and people better understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we are joined with a quick update by Paul Joseph Watson from Copenhagen, Denmark. Here in just a moment, we're going to go to him, and then I'm going to give the phone number out on a host of issues and cover some other news here in just a moment, so be ready for that. First off, Bilderberg 2014 is more important than ever. Last week, Paul Watson, from our sources, but also from public statements in Der Spiegel, by one of the Bilderberg Group members, admitting that they basically run the planet, that they are establishing a planetary regime, that they're more powerful than Davos. Davos is kind of one of their public events. That's why Prime Minister of England went there last year while I was covering it. While I was being detained by police for trying to rent a boat to go down the canal to get a shot of him there, we forced them to admit that he was an attendee and that he violated different federal laws in England, that you cannot have the prime minister meeting secretly at a lobbyist meeting. That's what this is. But they didn't want you to ever know it existed. I remember 10 years ago, they would have the New York Times literally say that we were insane. No such group existed. In fact, forget that. In 2009, the New York Times reviewed a film called The New World Order that aired on the independent film channel that I was in. And they literally said Mr. Jones had a full-on schizophrenic break, total break with reality, and was in the woods in Virginia imagining sedans and men in black glasses and a secret meeting. And they said there was no meeting. Now, we had footage of Marines. We had footage of helicopters, Secret Service. Turned out Hillary and Obama were in the meeting years later. That was their secret meeting when no one could find Obama for a day. It was there. It happened. We caught world leaders with their national anthems playing. And they just came out in the New York Times and said it didn't exist. Just like they say, if you have a business, you didn't build that. Just like they say that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. Just like they say there is no $5,000 fine starting this year for people that don't get Obamacare. It's in the stinking bill. Everyone will be affected next year. They just say there is no fee. There are no death panels. You will keep your doctor. It will lower your bill to the price of a phone bill or a cable bill. I guess if you've got 10 different cable packages, maybe. Maybe you own a small hotel and pay for 10 packages. Maybe, yeah. But not one. It's doubling prices conservatively. This is what we deal with. Well, guess what? Now, thanks to InfoWars.com, WorldNetDaily.com, DrudgeReport.com, the Epoch Times, they helped break it as well in the last decade, American Free Press and others. Because of that fact, they now have to admit it exists. But they go, it's no big deal. Yeah, it's world leaders meeting in secret, royalty, bankers, head of Google. But don't worry about it. It's kooky to even care. Let me tell you what happened last year in England. You've seen the video. About 3,000 people showed up to hear me speak on the green there. The police told us they were listeners and didn't like Bilderberg. And we're not lying. And rolled the red carpet out for us. In most cases, there were a few that were jerks, low-level ones. But I've never been treated so well by police. And they gave us intel. Well, regional police came and met with us and were nice, and then local police were nice. I ran into some guys from MI5, gave us really good intel. And they just said point blank, no, we know this is horrible for our country. We know it's bad, yeah. We're allowed to have opinions as citizens. Yeah, it's terrible. It's illegal, we believe. People don't want to be slaves, folks. You got a working class attitude in England where people still understand, especially those that aren't dumb, that having a bunch of insiders meet is bad for everybody and set agendas in secret. And it's illegal. So we've come a long way. I'm going to skip this network break so we can talk to Paul Watson, give the number out and take your calls. But Bilderberg 2014 is a big deal because we just got the internal list. It's going up right now at InfoWars.com. Then we're going to add photos, documents, and intel to the bottom of it. But we have the 2014 list. It's going up at InfoWars.com in mere minutes. In mere minutes. Joining us from Copenhagen tomorrow, he'll be on with us via video Skype 30 minutes into the show. And if there's any big events or any attempts to stop our reporters, he'll be doing live feeds as well on Ustream and other systems. Paul, give us an update since you got there yesterday. Were you able to get into the hotel, or are you banned, as I was in England, and as you were in England? Give us the data dump. Paul Watson reporting for InfoWars.com.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, I've actually checked into the Marriott right now, and they've blocked off the second floor of the hotel. There's a rope around the stairs in the lobby, and if you take the elevator up to the second floor, you're quickly escorted back into the elevator. So they've let us in this time, which differs obviously from last year where we were kicked out 3 days beforehand. We were told that we were a security threat at Watford last year, the Grove. This year, they've let us check in, but preparations are already very visibly taking place. Bilderberg 2014, the security is extremely paranoid for as much as half a mile surrounding the entire hotel. But we've checked into the Marriott. We're here. Reporting from the scene.
It's now gone up on InfoWars.com. We have the official 2014 list that went up literally minutes ago on the official Bilderberg Meetings website, which, again, they didn't have till 6 years ago. Under massive pressure, they have been forced to let some of this out. Official Bilderberg 2014 membership list released. Official list on this year's Bilderberg attendees has now been released the key, and we're going to add this note at the bottom of their official list and point out that this is their official list, and then have a link saying here's where it comes from. And then under that, we're going to have a note so people understand this is world leaders meeting in secret. They tried to deny this existed in the past. We have forced in previous years to have them admit it is real. And then we have your latest article reposted under it, Paul. And we're going to make note of that, that you have been able from your sources to find out what they're really concerned with this year and what is going to be on their agenda and what the main focus is. But Paul, obviously shoot video of them throwing you off the elevator. I'd come out with your iPhone rolling and put that on YouTube. How is Ustream working? Give us a little preview of what you're going to be able to do inside the hotel.
That they've let us in is a big surprise, because as far as half a mile away, right across the water, the police are going around to the local ice cream sellers and telling them to watch out for suspicious people walking next to the water. So they've done it a little bit differently. At least they're letting us in. But you can tell that, you know, compared to Watford last year, the security setup is very more paranoid. But we're inside the hotel. They've roped off the second floor. The organizers for the actual conference are already here.
Yeah, let's be clear. Used to, they threw you out Thursday morning. They threw it arriving Thursday evening. Now, when I get there, even 3 days before, they're just, Alex Jones, you're not allowed here. The police are there. They throw us out. They go to the local hotel where we're staying, say, don't give this guy service. We caught that on tape in Virginia last year. Last year was England. Unprecedented how the police behaved in Virginia. Very un-American, very North Korean. So to be clear, you haven't been thrown out yet. They may have missed your name. I think you should be ready for that, Paul.
I'm surprised because outside, the entrance to the hotel, there were tourists with cameras who weren't even taking pictures. They just had, Canon cameras slung around their backs, and security people were walking up to them and being very domineering and saying, you're not allowed to take pictures.
Well, Watson, let's just say it. You're like 6'3", and you look extremely aristocratic. So, you look like a model in person. So that's why you're being left alone.
In Denmark.
No, I know. That's why you're being left alone. I know. Exactly. That's what's going on.
No, but, they're walking up to people who aren't even taking pictures and harassing them. And even right across the water, they're talking to the local tradesmen and the people who own the boats that sail right by the hotel and trying to intimidate them out of, taking protesters on board. There's still a chance that we might be able to do that, but we'll wait and see.
Okay, so they are talking to people saying don't give boat rides on the nearby water. Describe the water that's around the hotel. And we'll put it on Google Maps, guys. All week we're going to have Google Maps of the Marriott there, and we're going to be showing that. And McBrain's putting together a data package of all that I was requesting last week. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, obviously one side of the Marriott faces out onto the water streaming through, and the other side faces out onto the industrial sector in the rest of the city. There's a bridge that connects the Marriott, and there are people with microphones patrolling that bridge on a regular basis. I saw that from the hotel room a little bit earlier. They actually upgraded my hotel room to a waterfront view, so that was nice.
Well, Watson, I want you to get on that boat.
Very paranoid.
I want you to get on those boats and get footage from the water in the facility. Are they putting up a fence, a makeshift riot fence, like they did in Watford last year in England?
They're doing that tomorrow. I've been told that the space that the police have afforded us is very near the hotel compared to last year. It's literally across the road. The fences that are in place now are there permanently, so you can see through them. That's no big deal. But they're going to put bollards up. They're going to erect a fence tomorrow. I've been told immediately in front of that parking lot area, which is being afforded to the protesters. And then there are separate areas near the hotel that have been given to us. So, and I'm here with Charlie Skelton and Hannah, who can talk to you as well about the preparations.
Now, Watson, again, we had incredible mega thunderstorms covering half the state yesterday, literally. So the flights were all canceled out of Houston to get our reporters out there to you, David Knight and Josh Owens. They'll be there tonight, late tonight. And so get ready tomorrow. They're going to be there to help you, you know, cover the fence going up. Make contact, obviously, with the bartenders, with the workers, that when they treat you horrible, when they're bad, give them your business card so that they can contact you later with any information. What else are you planning?
The thing about the staff is they're obviously very reluctant to tell us anything. We've already tried to talk to them, and it's basically a complete lockdown. But as I said, we're going to get nearer than we did last year. We're here until tomorrow, early afternoon, which is when we have to check out. So basically, we got the rest of today and tomorrow morning, and we're getting, you know, closer access than we did last year. So hopefully we're going to get more inside information compared to last year. But as I said, it's a whole lot more paranoid than it was last time around, because they've allowed us in, but I'm looking at the stairs up to the second floor. They've put a red rope across it. They've blocked it off. They've got people guarding it. They've got people outside the front of the hotel harassing tourists, simply for carrying cameras. They're not even taking photographs. And looking at the actual attendee list, you know, you've got Rasmussen there from NATO. So as I said in the article earlier, they're extremely concerned about this, this agenda for the unipolar world falling apart, which obviously centers around Putin and Ukraine. We've had top globalists saying that Russia is basically being kicked out of the New World Order. You've got the revolution in Europe with the anti-EU parties winning the Euro elections in the UK, Denmark, and France. So this is absolutely crucial for Bilderberg. This is probably one of the most crucial meetings since the 60s or the 70s. So it's very important. And Charlie Skelton from The Guardian is here, so I can put him on if you want a quick word with him.
Absolutely. We'd love to talk to Charlie Skelton. Let's do that right now. Again, we have to give The Guardian credit. In the last 8 years or so, they've been covering it and not just making jokes about it. And Charlie's been arrested, you name it, repeatedly. But he did a great job in England last year helping organize so much of it with his wife, the actual protest. So you got to love that. Guardian writer helping organize the protest. Charlie Skelton, thank you for joining us. What's your breakdown on what you're seeing, sir?
Well, I'm staring now at the participant list, which is it seems to be a very powerful Bilderberg this year. I mean, they're always powerful, but there seems to be a big one. You know, the head of MI6, the head of NATO, the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe are here, and they're interestingly here with people like General Petraeus, who now works for Henry Kravis at KKR. Now, KKR is a big speculator on war. You know, that's where they make their money. They're not the nicest people in the world. So anyway, they're going to be, I guess, discussing some of the things going on in geopolitically, and we'll be standing nearby taking photographs of them as they arrive in the limousine, or trying to.
Now, I was thrown out with Watson 2 days before it began in Watford last year. We were in the restaurant, actually, and they came in and, you know, said, get up and leave. And I just kept eating and finished my wine. But long story short, how were you guys able to get in if they're even telling tourists, you know, 300 yards outside the facility not to take photos?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a kind of slightly fluid situation. And, you know, we're here, we're going to go for dinner here, I hope, and just have a nice time and soak up the extremely expensive atmosphere, and then worry about the cost tomorrow. But it's still winding up, and it will wind up now for the next few days until, you know, obviously it reaches on Thursday the sort of peak of the security, and it's a big operation. And we're right. The location is just a couple of hundred yards from the main administrative center of the Copenhagen police. So it's in some ways it's interesting that they're holding it right in the middle of the city. So, you know, good for people that want to come and say hello, take some photos, report on it. But also, you know, right next to the police station. So I think it should be it's a sunny day today. I think it should be a good Bilderberg. I mean, obviously it's missing your presence, sailing down a barge, bullhorning, which is a memory I won't forget, Harry. We've got Paul Joseph Watson here, so that's a good second best.
Well, you're going to kick butt. Is your wife there as well?
She is, yes, she is here.
I want to come back, Charlie, and do two or three more minutes with you to get other observations. Where's the best place for people to read your report? Is it at the London Guardian or your personal website?
It'll be on the Guardian, yeah.
I want to hear about when we can start seeing some reports and photos. You always take great photos.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The real global mafia is meeting right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. Protected by the state-run media, protected by the state and taxpayers' money. And they're not being protected from physical harm. They're being protected mainly from the harm of the bright lights of publicity. And Charlie Skelton writes for The Guardian and its sister newspaper, The Observer, and his stories have been widely circulated, probably the top coverage of the last 5, 6, 7 years of Bilderberg has been at The Guardian, much of it his. That's a big deal. There's a reason The Guardian's number one in Europe, not just in England, and it's because it covers globalism. It covers the New World Order. It covers real stories. It covers the NSA whistleblowers. And they've been threatening to arrest members of The Guardian. So I've got to give it credit where it's due. DrudgeReport.com has linked to the official Bilderberg 2014 14 attendee list that we have mirrored from their site. We're also going to add to the bottom of it. Yesterday they released the official agenda, which I can assure you will not be the real agenda being covered. Because they'll have these official meetings, and then the little breakaways is where the real criminal stuff's going on. By the way, mainstream British news last year said it was illegal. I mean, they are setting policy in secret. Going back to Charlie Skelton, I know you'll have a lot more tomorrow and throughout the weekend. We'll have live coverage again Sunday as it all ends on the Sunday broadcast as well. I may even just have David Knight and Paul Watson, if the Skype is good, host the Sunday show with myself just calling in so I don't dominate the discussion. I have to kind of exclude myself or wild horses can't drag me away. But other points you think are important or other observations, Charlie Skelton?
Well, from the agenda, I would definitely, I mean, whether they're discussing this, they're certainly saying now, they're discussing the question, does privacy exist? Which, you know, for an organization that values privacy as much as Bilderberg does, it's a curious question. But it's interesting they're discussing privacy with, you know, the head executive chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, and the head of LinkedIn, Reid Hoffman, and people like Alex Karp from Palantir Technologies. So these are kind of big players in the new media and that world. So, in a world where, you know, we, the people, are extremely transparent. It's interesting that they would ask, does privacy exist? And, you know, it's a question everyone should actually be asking. Perhaps not in the way they're asking, because, their idea of privacy and ours probably differ, and the importance of privacy probably differs. But I think that's interesting, that privacy in a post-Snowden world, you know, is at the center of the Bilderberg discussion.
Well, I think you make a really good point there that these guys are just such hypocrites on every front. Schmidt, who's a frequent attendee, the head of Google, he wants to be secret. He had YouTube take down videos that we posted of him hiking up the mountain a few years ago in Switzerland, and they put them back up later when there was protest. I just don't get how they want to live in one world and then we live in another. Why don't they just want everybody to be free? I just don't get how they think they're important, but we're not.
Well, I know, you end up with a slightly Hunger Games division of society, you know, as the Bilderbergians zoom through the ghettos. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a slight, there's a double standard, you know, at play. You know, when you're being held in a sort of police pen, pointing a zoom lens at a group of world leaders, which include people like the head of the IMF and two ministers from the UK, and a shadow minister as well. So these are politicians. There's a lot of politicians here. If you look at the list, you'll see the number of elected public servants here. It's staggering. And where are the minutes from the meeting? You know, there are questions like that people should be asking. You know, this is a meeting where 3-day conference. You know, Chancellor of the Exchequer, the head of the Treasury in the UK, is going to be here for 3 days. It's probably his biggest. Engagement of the year officially. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it is. If that's happening, if there are so many policies, we need better coverage from the mainstream media. It's improving certainly, but we need more, and we need more transparency from the politicians who attend. You know, that seems, I think, reasonable, and that's a double standard. I think we can explode within the media and the generally. Hopefully, I say that. I'm an optimist.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I remember, again, 5 years ago, they wouldn't admit that the stock markets are rigged and that the interest rates are rigged. Now even Rolling Stone admits it and everything is rigged, the biggest price-fixing scandal ever. Look at LIBOR. Look at the big European banks, and the U.S. is doing it as well, fixing interest rates to screw the general public, where the elite get basically free interest. We have to pay interest, even if we have good credit. Rigging things is a big deal, and we're there showing where it's being rigged, and it's just simply amazing that we have forced the bigger establishment-aligned media to cover this, because believe me, folks, a decade ago, if mainstream media covered Bilderberg, you would lose your job. Charlie Skelton, thank you so much for the time, and you can hand that back over to Paul Watson, and I can't wait to see your reporting at the London Guardian. All right, final comments from Paul Watson, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls and cover Second Amendment news, economic news, the First Lady controlling what's on our school lunch menu news. She's going to respond to critics now. How dare you want to be able to have your kid eat what you want? Why, under their rules in Chicago schools, You're not allowed to pack lunch. She decides. And it's going to go nationwide now. That's like North Korea, again, where Kim Jong-un decides what people eat. I mean, I just can't handle it, folks. This is authoritarianism. And we're going to expose who pulls the strings on Michelle Obama and who pulls the strings on David Cameron and who pulls the strings on Angela Merkel. Paul Watson, any other comments that you think are important?
I would emphasize that we need to post the agenda, which is also on the Bilderberg Meetings website, as well as the list, because they've announced the agenda. And aside from some very interesting other discussion topics, listed are Ukraine and the future of Europe, what's next for Europe, which obviously in the article I posted earlier today, Ukraine and Europe were the main focus. Obviously, you have Mr. Messerschmitt, Morten Messerschmitt, who won the Euro elections in Denmark. You have Nigel Farage for UKIP in the United Kingdom, and you have Marine Le Pen in France. So there's this kind of far right, the media calls it, revolution.
It's really libertarian Tea Party. We know Penn, we know Farage, we know them all. They're all Ron Paul fans. Le Pen was good buddies with Bob Chapman on record. These are libertarian listeners of this show who have common sense. Look at the Tea Party sweeping in primaries all over the U.S. The globalists are concerned, and they were concerned in 2006 about the, quote, Liberty Movement and Ron Paul. We got that directly from Bilderberg in 2006. An excellent source, I don't know who it is. I'm going to leave it at that. I'll just say it's a major banker. I mean, the system knows who it is. But the point is, said they're going to implode the housing market to bankrupt the American people in 2008. We reported that 2 years before on video with Esselin in a bar 2 miles from the Bilderberg meeting. His sources are real. He's coming up in the next hour. So how big a deal is that?
I mean, it's massive. Obviously, you mentioned the German magazine article a week ago saying that Bilderberg is more powerful than Davos. You have NATO Secretary General Willy Klass from Belgium in 2010 saying that Bilderberg members are mandated to implement, you know, the decisions in their relative spheres of influence. Then we have this topic on the agenda, which is who will pay for the demographics. Now, to me, that appears as if it's not a monetary sense who will pay for the demographics. It's the cultural and a social identity. That's the price that people are going to pay. Obviously, this conservative revolution is based on anti-immigration policies throughout Europe. People are really getting behind that in Europe. So,
because they're bringing in giant masses of people, giving them free welfare, making them the new social workers, and the government is literally overthrowing all existing liberty with the giant third world desperate populations, who we have nothing against, but, you know, literally this is an overwrite and an extermination of Western culture.
No, and we talked to Danes earlier, and they were very clear that mass immigration was a problem, but that it was, you know, it was not the immigrant's fault. It was being pushed from above. So then you also have discussions about China's increasing power, Ukraine, what's next for Europe, and talk of demographics and immigration. So the three core issues that we identified this morning in the report on Infowars.com are being discussed at Bilderberg. Ukraine, obviously, with Putin, top globalist, saying that Russia is now officially being kicked out of the New World Order. Of course, it was kicked out of the G8, which has now become the G7. So you can go down the line. They've got intelligence officials here from Britain, several other people. They're talking about how special is the relationship in intelligence sharing. They're saying, does privacy exist? That's one of the other topics for discussion. So this is absolutely crucial. 2014, the convergence of global geopolitical economic development and this key meeting, which, as we said, is more powerful than Davos. That's not us saying that. That's Bilderberg members saying that. So this is really a crucial fissure in the setup, the march towards world government. It's in very severe danger of collapse, which has been illustrated by the Euro election results.
And notice their website looks like the State Department website. That's because if you look at 1954 with the former Nazis and others and the West, you had British intelligence, the State Department, and all of them setting up the first Bilderberg. They now admit they created the secret European Union. They've created the secret American Union. We're already in this, and now they're bragging about it to major German magazines. Why do you think, on one side they deny any of this is happening, but on the other side they throw it in our face they're doing it?
Because the minority of people aren't into this kind of stuff, and they don't read the news, they don't read books, they don't read anything. So on the face of it, they can, you know, justify it by saying it's just a private gathering for the media. But as we know, when the specific topics are released and we see that they mesh with global geopolitical developments, then it brings it to light that this is the center of the New World Order engine room. This is the core of the agenda, as has been admitted by Bilderberg members.
And the question is, are we bad as journalists for wanting to see what they're talking about and what they're keeping secret? They said they didn't exist. They have a bunch of former Nazis in it and their daughters, like Queen Beatrix, the daughter of Prince Bernhard. They've been involved in all these bid rigging scams and Lockheed payoff scandals, I mean, on record. And the British media reports that having Cameron in it last year was illegal. I mean, it's important to cover this.
Well, the last time I checked, there were no mainstream reports, and we're talking about 2 days out from the meeting of 120 of the world's global power brokers. You know, compare that to Davos, compare that to the G8, which is a continuation of the consensus, which is set at Bilderberg, and there are no mainstream media reports whatsoever, even though we have representatives of the mainstream media attending Bilderberg. So what does that tell you? I mean, we're here, the ragtag band of independent journalists and bloggers trying desperately to cover this in the face of official oppression, while it's being completely ignored by the mainstream. I was watching CNN earlier in the hotel, and they were still talking about the missing Malaysian plane. They were talking about supermodel goes on Instagram for the first time. Completely mindless.
Coming up, the Oscars and how to buy a sailboat. Yes.
And they wonder why, for example, CNN has lost, 48% of its audience in the past 12 months. They wonder why. How can they wonder any longer when we're right here at the center of the storm? And there are no mainstream media reports whatsoever. Obviously, there'll be a few puff pieces later in the week, as is routine, but as of now, extremely limited in terms of coverage.
Well, this happens every year now, the last five or six. Drudge links to the list, starts linking to our articles, starts linking to our reports, and then it forces the media to cover it. As soon as The Guardian reports on it, obviously, then they'll also be forced to do that as well. But I really appreciate you, Watson. Stay safe. Shoot a lot of videos. Upload them to YouTube. A lot of live streams. And we'll have you via video Skype tomorrow, 30 minutes in. And then maybe you can walk around the hotel with your laptop with the live feed or via the iPhone. But the reporters should be there with you tomorrow as well. They get in early in the morning, our time, tomorrow, your time. So great job, Paul Joseph Watson, reporting from Bilderberg 2014 in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Thanks, Alex.
And Paul will obviously be filing a lot of reports as well. We've got our great team of Kurt Nemo, Kit Daniels, Adon Salazar, and others here working on the InfoWars end in Austin, Texas, to collate all that data. We have the news, TV news end. It'll be grabbing all the videos, live feeds, and other things, and collating that into reports for the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. And let me just stop there for a moment. This is real news, where we wear our bias for freedom, our bias for truth, on our sleeve openly, where we don't make apologies for the fact that we're free market, pro-family, pro-man, pro-woman, pro-child, pro-human. We're anti-eugenicist, we're anti-criminal, we're pro-liberty. And we are funded not by government stimulus money like NBC and MSNBC. We are not funded like NPR, as I've said 1,000 times, with $400 million or $500 million, depending on the year of taxpayer money, and the Rockefeller Foundation. We are funded by you buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. We try to bring in the very best products, the lowest prices, so it's a win-win-win all around. Out-of-print titles like None Dare Call a Conspiracy, right up to the latest police state book put out by WorldNet Daily. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And please don't forget the cutting edge of real new media that's supplanting the dinosaur is PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month, 11 memberships for each membership. 11 people can simultaneously log in with the same username to the site. So make sure it's an original one that was just to the site. Don't have it for all your other stuff. Create a new username if you need to. And then share that with friends and family so they can watch. Download the HD Nightly News after it streams. It goes up in HD. Give it to friends and family. Archive it. Clip it together the way you want. Put it on local access TV. This is your media. Get full authorization to use it any way you want, as long as it's for fair use, nonprofit purposes. PrisonPlanet.tv. Become a member today. If you used to be a member, let it lapse. Become a member again. But I don't want you just to become a member even if we don't use it. Just to support us, because we pretty much have it at cost to fund the reporters and the TVN and the operation. The goal is to get more people watching it. So share that membership or buy a membership. Create an original username and passcode. Give it to friends and family. Buy somebody a one-time monthly and give it to them. This is how we reach out to more people, and this is how you help fund the literal tip of the spear in the new dominant media. Again, we have close to 20 million, I keep saying 15 million, listeners and viewers one way or another every week. We're just not arrogant on a power trip like CNN, who almost has no viewers. The only shoe to drop, the only domino to fall, is that the mainstream media is dead. I mean, Ed Schultz just quit his radio show because no one's listening. It isn't real. It's all a facade. It's a fraud.
Our founders pledged their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to fight tyranny, and it's time to fight again. I'm Tisha Cassidy, and I'm running as an independent for Congress in Colorado. I fight to end the military police state, ban GMO toxic foods, and abolish legal tender laws. Consider donating some of your hard-earned fiat currency to help me fight. Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive a gift to awaken others. I need and appreciate your support. Please donate at Cassidy2014.com. That's Cassidy2014.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Tisha Cassidy to Congress.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn
my head.
Don't send your kin folks around.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan.
Understand your man.
Understand
your
man. I'm tired of your bad mouthing.
Shut up, bitch.
Understand
your
man.
Either it's Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, all you sickening criminals. When they try to blame us for mass shootings, we have nothing to do with it. We should get angry back in their face. How dare you collectively blame me and your victim disarmament zones, but another one of your mental patients went out and killed some people? How dare you try to tell us in Denver and Chicago and now other cities under the school lunch program that parents can't be trusted to pack their children's lunches and have to eat the prison food? See, how dare them in England try to outlaw the word girl, saying that it hurts women's feelings? How are you saying the word girl is derogatory? It's meant to be, oh, okay, I'll do what you say so you don't call me racist. They've taken old evils of racism, tribalism, that every group does, and turned it into everything now to keep it going. We have to reject it and stop being politically correct. BBC mauled for ruling girl as offensive and removing it from broadcast. Daily Mail. But speaking of Michelle Obama, the snapping turtle, the anti-gun, anti-family, New World Order front woman, she's the face of the federalization of school food to make sure that companies get the highest profit for the crappiest food. First Lady Michelle Obama, what are the feds doing involved in school lunches? What are the feds involved telling you what you're going to eat? See, that's how it begins with federal assistance. Then now they write the book. Same federal government that injected black people with syphilis and sprayed U.S. troops with nerve gas to kill them and the atomic soldiers. The same one that radiated over 4,000 children to death in secret trials declassified in the 80s. They now want to decide what you're going to eat. And the Pentagon in San Antonio and other cities has multi-million dollar AI cameras that watch your children as they eat for signs that they're eating properly and aren't mentally ill. That sounds like a free society. Pentagon AI computers that calculate the calories your children eat. They brag, why, if they eat half the apple, we know their calorie intake and from the apple. You think I'm joking? Just type in cameras to monitor children's eating habits in San Antonio. And then you read, oh, the Department of Defense is here in uniforms to watch our kids. It's a Twilight Zone episode. First, snapping turtle, Michelle Obama, is answering Republicans in Congress who want to roll back healthier school meal standards. See, it's AP says it's healthier meal. It's not that it's her running our life as the front woman. It's not that it's terrible food. It's not that GMO isn't healthier. It's not that, you know, they're saying any fat is bad when you need fat. It's not that the diet's for a zombie or it would kill a prisoner. No, no. First Lady Michelle Obama is answering Republicans in Congress who want to roll back healthier school meal standards, holding an event at the White House to highlight the success of the health guidelines. Oh, it's successful. And now they're telling you they're going to decide what your kid eats at home. I looked it up. People ate larger diets, more fattening food, you know, dessert twice a day, chicken fried steaks, and weren't as obese or unhealthy 50 years ago as they are now. It's the GMO and the additives and what's in the environment. And they want to ask why everybody's getting so sick. People had more sugar 50 years ago than they do now. Did you know that? They're killing us, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry. Michelle, she knows best.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.